Devoir numéro 1, anglais. This document is a drawing done by Chapati and published in the famous newspaper The New York Times. The title of this document is The Era of Facial Recognition. In this image, we can see a man walking from or to his workplace, as well as a woman sitting in a coffee shop. About the man, he is holding his hand to his heart as he has just been surprised by a talking camera that seems to have recognized him. Indeed, a voice coming out of the camera says, "Hey, it's been a while," as if it knew the face of this man. Inside the coffee shop, the woman looks bored. She's actually wearing a hat, as if maybe she wanted to protect herself from the facial recognition of the camera. Let's consider this in more details. In my opinion, the message the author tries to transmit to his public is about this new super connected world we are living in. In fact, this image reflects this new era of new technologies and social media. We might not notice, but subscribe and being active on any social media can give many information about our private life or about our professional life. Those information can be seen by anyone, at any time, and anywhere. What's more, our new devices such as our iPhones have the ability to recognize our faces and use this as a password to many applications. Now the question is, do we really know who is in the other side of the screen? Can someone have access to my front camera and who? I guess we'll never know. About those devices, you might have noticed that whenever you talk about something, anything, the publicity on your phone just happened to switch and be about the subject that you have just been talking about. Actually, I used to not believe in that type of rumor, but as I witnessed it in my own iPhone, I now know that this is true. I don't know how, but our phones are constantly listening to us and they are continuously working to have as many informations as they can. I'd like to think that this is in order to satisfy us, customer, and make maybe our experiences with our smartphone more enjoyable. But unfortunately, behind all those collected data, some people are stealing our information, and that's why today there are a lot of victims of cyber criminality. Those hackers not only attack people, but they also attack companies. Thankfully, in order to prevent those crimes, there are organizations such as Le CNIL in France. This organization is in charge of protecting our personal data. To conclude, it can be through our Instagram pictures, Face ID, or our voices, but being connected means that somehow we're giving up on a part of our privacy. I believe that's what the author meant through his art. As for myself, I do have social media, but I try to keep all my accounts private and I try to give the minimum information in order to protect myself from the danger of the internet.